Matty T. We'll go in reverse order, a little top 10-ish. Top 10, it's actually top 15. Top 10-ish greatest plays in Super Bowl history according to this list that I have here from a source that is undefined. All right, here we go. And there are a few also-rans that can be mentioned among the honorable mentions, I guess. Number 15 on this list in Super Bowl I, Max McGee's one-hander. A hungover second-string McGee makes a spectacular one-handed catch for the first touchdown in Super Bowl history. Did not intend to play any kind of significant role. He was told the morning of, basically, we need you, big guy. And he was hungover after staying out all night and partying. That was the way it was done back in the day. Max McGee comes up big time.
Well, he probably, you know, used that hand for a few drinks the night before. That was called practice back then.
If it wasn't, it was being used for a cigarette. Number 14, Leon Lett chased down by Don Beebe. That's a play that very few people forget. The problem for Leon Lett is that it wasn't the only time he got caught from behind. So, you know, it is what it is.
And it also didn't have anything to do with who won that game. It was just a comedic moment.
There are people in the adult film industry who have not been caught from behind as many times as Leon Lett. Moving on, Super Bowl 38, Adam Vinatieri Part 2, an underrated Super Bowl ended with Vinatieri when he broke the 29-29 tie as time expired against the Panthers. Vinatieri is the winningest Super Bowl kicker, I believe. I think he has four or five.
Well, he won one with the Colts. I think he won. Did he win the three with the Patriots?
I think he won all of them with the Patriots.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. I have to double check that. Adam Vinatieri Part 1 is number 12 on this list. Vinatieri capped Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's coming out parties. They upset the Rams with a 48-yard game winner. I'll remember that. It was like a 17-point line or something ridiculous. The Rams were trying to repeat. I thought it was no contest. I'll never forget watching this game all cocky-like, rooting for Kurt Warner, the former UNI Panther, who could not quite get it done. The fastest show on turf could not quite get over the hump against the Patriots as the Patriots ran began. That was
the only time I ever rooted for New England.
This one is the one that was mentioned earlier. The Saints onside kick to start the second half against the Colts. It helped set in motion the only Super Bowl loss for Peyton Manning. Super Bowl III is number 10 on the list. Here we go. We're in the top 10 now. Joe Namath called, shot, and finger wag at the end. That slow motion shot of him running off the field after calling his shot is one of the most iconic things, not only in Super Bowl history, not only in NFL history, but I think in all the sports.
And this moment here has nothing to do with anything that actually happened on the field. Of course, he had to back it up, but it has everything to do with his poolside prediction and then the finger wag afterwards.
Why don't you see if you can come up with Joe Namath's numbers from Super Bowl III? I'd be curious to see what kind of numbers he had in that game.
All right.
Played well enough to win, I guarantee you that. Here's one you'll enjoy. Super Bowl X is our number 9 on the list, the magical reception by Lynn Swann. A 53-yard touchdown pass from Terry Bradshaw.
Well, and Swann had a couple of plays in that game that are amongst the top 10 catches in NFL history. Of course, there was the one that was about 50 yards that got the Steelers out from the goal line, and it's one of the most beautiful catches you've ever seen.
It's one of the most graceful plays you've ever seen, no doubt. This is Super Bowl 17. I'm trying to do my Roman numerals here. Diesel 4th-and-1 gallop. We talked about John Riggins. Somebody called in about this a moment ago. The burly runner, nicknamed the Diesel. I don't know how many yards he ended up with, but that was what stands out about that game. They were trailing with 10 minutes to go, and the play was called 70 Chip, for those of you looking for a little bit of trivia here. 43-yard game-winning touchdown run by John Riggins. Number 7 on the list, Marcus Allen's 74-yard run against the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl 18. Number 6 on the list, Big Ben to Santonio Holmes in the win over the Cardinals. To me, the play that always stand up is the pick 6 in that game, more so than anything else that was done. But they entered the fourth quarter trailing the Steelers 20-7. Kurt Warner proceeded to score 16 straight points. Roethlisberger then has to lead his team back, and the touchdown to Santonio Holmes was a difference. And Santonio Holmes was, for a lot of people, a relative unknown at that point, but certainly a very accomplished receiver.
And he was targeted the play before in the back of the end zone and dropped it, and he went to him again in the right corner and made, I mean, a catch against three defensive backs that made it a really tough catch. You know, and that catch by Santonio Holmes and that touchdown negates what a play that would have been on this list had the Cardinals ended up winning, which was Larry Fitzgerald's long touchdown right down the middle of the field. I think that was 75 yards. And I'll never forget the sight of Polamalu trying to chase him down, and you see both of their hairdos coming out from behind the helmet.
Again, you go back to the play at the end of the half. If not for the pick six, maybe we have a different outcome in that game.
Absolutely.
Luckily for you, we didn't. Number 5, here we go, top 5 on the list. Eli Manning to David Tyree and Plaxico Burress. This is the play with the sticking it to his helmet. That play, to me, could be in the top 3 pretty easily.
You know, and Tyree is like What was the MVP for the Redskins? The guy that Tommy something or other. He was a third string running back who blew up against
Timmy Smith,
and nobody ever heard from him again.
Yes,
and there's the same thing with David Tyree.
You're
just
right.
These incredible plays that you don't hear from them anymore. Larry Brown the same way.
Super Bowl 23, Joe Montana to John Taylor. We talked about it, number three on the list. Scott Norwood's wide right. Easily, the Bills could have won a couple of Super Bowls had they gotten a little more solid kicking. If they had Adam Vinatieri, there's no telling how many they could have run. Here we go. Top two on the list. For Patriots fans, that David Tyree catch is number one and will never be forgotten, unfortunately. Yeah. Number two on the list, John Elway's helicopter run in Super Bowl 32 when they knocked off the Green Bay, who was the defending champion at the time.
Never did one play sort of encapsulate one man's career so perfectly than that play.
Very well said. And number one on the list, one of the great Super Bowls that nobody talks about. And most people don't even remember the Titans going to the Super Bowl. The Panthers going to the Super Bowl as well, another team that people forget about that they were actually there. But 1 yard short, Kurt Warner hits Isaac Bruce on a 73-yard touchdown pass with just over 2 minutes to go, and then a stop just inches shy of a game-winning touchdown. Mike Jones makes the play on Kevin Dyson, and that was that. Rams win. I think that could easily make the argument as the greatest play ever, but there are a lot of good ones on the list.
Yeah.
Let me get Steve in here quickly, and then we are up against it. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, Justin, I agree. I think that stop on the 2-yard line, I think that was the greatest finish. It freaked me out. I did want to mention